This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State was defeated in the final shred of its territory of Baghouz in northeastern Syria. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It took months of fierce fighting, but the Syrian Democratic Forces raised their yellow banner over the village of Baghouz Saturday, liberating the last pocket of territory held by Islamic State militants. Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the SDF approached the battle in a deliberate manner.
Seeing all of these civilians coming out of hiding and out of these tunnels, there's been a real effort to avoid civilian casualties.
Yet many of those civilians continue to avow commitment to the Islamic State group's cause. And Robinson says IS has already made an alarming transition to insurgency.
They've been able to maintain a rhythm of attacks and casualties.
Something U.S. diplomat William Roebuck acknowledged at a ceremony in Baghouz.
We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off of a cruise ship after it sent out a May Day call when it lost power on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As many as 1 million people marched through London on Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote March converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Yeah! Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set two deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Chamas, London.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests as the government faced pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rallies. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday, that is, from a square in the south of Paris and traveled across the city towards Montmartre in the north with banners calling for President Emmanuel Macron to get lost. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the west part of the city, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of last Saturday's rampage. The demonstration in the capital was largely peaceful, but later in the afternoon, police did fire tear gas on protesters near the Boulevard de Strasbourg. Some protesters set garbage bins on fire. Clashes also took place in cities including Lille in northern France, Lyon, Nantes, Toulouse, Montpellier, and in Nice. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu on Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses government ministries. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Separately, at least three bombings were reported in Mogadishu. Two of those blasts targeted a security checkpoint where four government soldiers were killed. Local officials say as many as 134 Fulani people, including women and children, were killed in a raid by gunmen dressed as traditional Dunzo hunters in two villages in Mali. The attacks took place as a UN Security Council mission visited Mali to try to find a solution to the violence that has killed hundreds in the past year. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.